Conservative wipeout, Farage's reform snaps at heels of governing Tories in best yet poll, Labour soars above. By Oliver J. J. Lane on March 22, 2024. The national elections loom in the UK and the governing Conservatives continue to sink to new historic lows while the Nigel Farage-founded Reform Party creep ever upwards, heading for parity with the historic party of government. British pollster YouGov, founded by former Conservative Cabinet Minister Nadhim Zahawi, has published figures for Westminster general election voting intentions, finding that while the commanding position of the left-wing Labour Party itself remains basically unchanged, their lead continues to open as the governing Conservative Party proceeds with its nosedive. The pollster found compared to their previous polling last week, the Conservatives had dropped another point to 19%, the joint lowest result for the party ever. Last time YouGov recorded such a poor result for the party, the Tories responded by deposing their elected leader, replacing her with an appointed one instead, Rishi Sunak, believing this would save the party. The move against the party's own voters was characterized as a globalist coup at the time, firmly coming down on the side of Treasury orthodoxy and continued mass migration. In the same polling period, Nigel Farage's Reform UK has risen 1 point to 15%, the highest yet recorded by YouGov for the party, formerly known as the Brexit Party. Another recent poll by Refield and Wilton dubbed their Red Wall Tracker, measuring sentiment in UK Rust Belt areas that previously voted left but switched to the Conservatives in 2019, has Reform on 16% this week. While it seems hard to believe the insurgent right populist Reform UK party could overtake the historic election-winning machine Conservative Party in the polls, present polling trends do suggest things could be heading this way. The Conservatives, for YouGov polling, have lost 6 points in 6 months, while Reform have gained 8 in that time. At that rate of convergence, although this assumed no other changes or factors in UK politics, which is generally unlikely, Reform would overtake the Conservatives in weeks. Party leader Richard Tice said on Wednesday night of their strengthening polling position that, "It's very significant. We've got a clear plan on freezing immigration. We're now well ahead of the Lib Dems. We're heading north, we're catching up the Tories, because there's no growth in the economy and people want change. The United Kingdom is expected to have a general election this year, or at the very latest in January 2025. After 14 years of Conservative rule, a period that will be remembered by many as having been characterized by massive overpromising and under-delivering on key right-wing policy areas like border control, law and order, and the economy, support for the party is in free fall and Labour appears, by present polling, likely to emerge from the vote with a hefty majority. Yet as has been proven time and time again, and even just this month yet once more, pollsters can get elections badly wrong, and Britain's first-past-the-post-elector system defies simple mapping of opinion polls to the number of seats won. The Brexit Party-turned Reform UK may have been polling as the third party in British politics for months now. It has a real uphill struggle ahead of it to get as many seats as entrenched small parties like the Liberal Democrats, Greens, and Scottish Nationalists are likely to pick up. The British system is unkind to newcomers and it's been a century since a new major national party managed to break through.